Mali, 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 Irmali, Gandabero, Gabori.
Hello and welcome to The Vinyl Exam, the podcast about vinyl records and the people who collect them. I'm your host, Sam Ahmed. Today, we travel musically back to Mali, a country where resistance music is arguably as important as air and water. Here, I want to read you something. Songhai Blues has always been about resistance. We started the group during a civil war, in the face of a music ban, to create something positive out of adversity. As long as we have music left in us and something to say, we'll keep fighting each day with music as our weapon, our songs as our resistance. These are the words on the back of the album Resistance that I bought sometime in April this year. It's the second album by the Mali band Songhai Blues, a four-man group creating their own lane in a rich musical history of Afro-Desert Blues. The three original members, Garba Touré, Aliyo Touré, and Omar Touré, unrelated to each other despite sharing the same last name, formed the band in 2012 in Bamako, in South Mali. They based their name after the Songhai people, their ethnic group of origin, and the blues genre that is surely the roots of their creative musical tree. Not just the desert blues of Mali, but also the American blues of B.B. King, John Lee Hooker, and Jimi Hendrix, whom the band members admired. In the spring of 2012, armed jihadists took over northern Mali. This brought with it civil and political unrest in northern Mali that drove musicians, including the soon-to-be members of Songhai Blues, south to Bamako. Garba Touré explains, quote, "The first rebel group to arrive were the MNLA, the Mouvement National pour la Libération de la Souad." Excuse my French. But they weren't against music, he says, so there were no bad feelings between them and the population. But then Ansar Dine came and chased them out. They ordered people to stop smoking cigarettes, drinking alcohol, and playing music. Even though I don't smoke or drink, I love the guitar, so I thought, this isn't the moment to hang around. I have to go south. End quote. To give you a sense of how strict and miserable conditions were, punishment for playing music or even listening to it on your phone could be as severe as public whippings or prison time. It was no hyperbole to think that you could get your hands chopped off or your tongue cut out for playing guitar or singing. And so, musicians either went underground or became refugees. And from this devastation, Songhai Blues eventually formed, in the safety of the South, far from the northern Islamist rule. Music arguably as important as air and water, banished by an extremist regime, and protected by the people. Their first song, the one that launched Songhai Blues into the world stage, was called Subur, which means patience. Garba Touré explained that they were, quote, "asking the refugees for patience. Without patience, nothing is possible," end quote. I can't help but nod my head to the bassline of Subur. I listened to it often during my last phase of grad school, not really knowing the message of the song. That and there was another song called Al Hasidi Teri, a track I still often go back to. If you have not checked out the music video for Al Hasidi Teri, I highly recommend it. It cleverly captures the tempo changes, the bounciness, and the sheer fun of the song with vibrant colors, dances, and camera movements. I'll post the video on our website, thevinylexam.com. Songhai Blues' second album, called Resistance, which is sitting next to me right now, is made for an international audience. Let me read you some of the song titles. On the A side, there's Voter, Bamako, Sahara featuring Iggy Pop, Hometown. And the last song on the B side, One Color. Throughout the album, you hear a melding of multiple genres and the contributions of numerous guest artists. This all together gives the album a cornucopic and energetic feel, anchored in positivity and an ache for home. And I think it fits clearly with the message that Songhai Blues has always promoted, one of peace, positivity, and togetherness. The band does not sing about destruction and turmoil, even though they have experienced that. Rather, they focus on positivity, fun, patience, and rebuilding. Fun in music. What a weapon of resistance that can be. Songhai Blues really captures what it means to love and value music. The band shows the world what you can do with a bass, a guitar, some drums, and a clear message. Their music brought Songhai and Tuareg dancers together and have reached the ears of countless more in and outside of Mali. It's beautiful and inspiring to see their success grow over the last few years. And it's even more saddening to know that they cannot perform in their own hometowns. I hope you enjoyed this short segment about this fantastic band. Thanks so much for letting me share such a small piece of their history and their story with you. I highly recommend both Songhai Blues albums, Music in Exile and Resistance, and I hope you keep an ear out in case they are playing near you. I'm sure they will have you dancing in no time. I want to thank our beloved Patreon supporters who have helped us bring you music on the podcast, especially our producers Yan Wong and Brian Siebold, and our executive producers Ben Lack and Austell Gray. Love you guys so much. Tune in next time for the Vinyl Exam. Once again, my name is Sam Ahmed. I'll catch you next time.